Hey there, thoughtful listener. Would you like consistent and predictable sales activity with no spam and no ads? I'll teach you step by step how to do this, particularly if you're an agency owner, consultant, coach, or B2B service provider. What I teach has worked for me for more than 15 years and has helped me create more than $10 million in revenue. Just head to upmyinfluence.com and watch my free class on how to create endless high-ticket sales appointments. You can even chat with me live, and I'll see and reply to your messages. Also, don't forget, the Thoughtful Entrepreneur is always looking for guests. Go to upmyinfluence.com and click on podcast. We'd love to have you. With us right now, it's Mila Kravchenko. Mila, you are the co-founder and co-CEO of Amiti. Now, Amiti is found on the web at amiti.io. That's A-M-E-E-T-E-E.io. Mila, thank you so much for joining us.
Hi, Josh, and thank you for having me here.
Absolutely. It's great to have you. We'll share just a bit about what Amiti is and what you do.
Amiti is a marketplace and a very special one, I would say. What we do is we work with institutional market players such as brokers, wealth managers, banks, or family offices. We do not work with individual investors. And what we do is we effectively create a bridge between the private market investments and the clients of those financial institutions. We aim to partner with them, offer them a ready-to-sell product in the private equity or private debt space, or sometimes in the space of venture capital funds or VC opportunities. And that's basically it.
So this would be, again, kind of a directory for both investors and startups that are looking for startup capital? Is that, Am I getting that right?
Yes, that's correct. On the one side, Amiti invites all those who are looking for private equity assets or private debt assets for their clients. On another hand, we encourage funds, startups, and private equity companies to come to our platform and to raise capital there. Or equally, investors who have invested probably early in the game in some startup and are willing to find an exit for their investment.
Mm. You know, just to give an idea of some companies that you've got listed, you've got one that's current on a Series E. I'm also seeing a particular company that I know, Telegram, you've got listed. So would you mind sharing just a bit about, you know, what types of companies or startups are participating?
Yeah, with pleasure, Josh. First of all, we are looking generally at companies from round B and onwards. Mm-hmm. Series E and before will be too early for the financial institutions with which we work. But generally, we will look for the companies we would personally invest in, the companies that have been vetted by our investment team, where ourselves, meaning the founders of Amiti, investment bankers, we know and we're also investors in early stage and growth stage startups. So we know how to do due diligence and we proof vet the investment opportunities ourselves. So it can be actually different industries, it can be different regions, it can be different kind of fundraising activities. Telegram, for example, they have outstanding a bond, which is a pre-IPO convertible. Or there was another company, relatively small one, but very promising in our view, Byzat, which is our HR tech startup in the United Arab Emirates. Or another example could be Alto Pharmacy, a US-based late-stage VC-backed company that may go public at some point, probably even soon.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. Mila, what is it that Amiti provides the marketplace or provides kind of the investor and, you know, later stage startup community that may have not existed previously?
Oh, that's probably, thank you for asking me, Josh. This is one of my favorite topics. What Amity does provide to financial institutions is the ready product, which is very well understood by them, in our view. All of the investment opportunities, they come in a security form, which means that almost every back office will know how to process this transaction, which is a very essential thing. Another thing is that Amity provides their investor materials, and they're not just that, but they're full data rooms on each and every opportunity, which are not easily available, frequently on their well-known top names. We do not showcase any investment opportunity without a deep dive ourselves. And deep diving, we create a data room, which allows their financial institution either to rely on what we see or to run additional due diligence. This is the broad picture of what we deliver to our clients on the buy side, on the investment side. And to the companies that are looking to raise funds, we deliver another channel to do so, because imagine if you're a client of a large bank, for example, if you have a private banking account yourself, what kind of services will you be offered? You will probably offer it a typical or typical range, like brokerage services, where you will be able to invest, maybe some investment management, maybe deposits, and very rarely alternative investments. There are so many underbanked clients which do not sometimes even know that they're willing to have this alternative asset allocation in their portfolios.
Yeah. And certainly there's got to be some pretty good advantages for the investment community that participates with Amity. Can you share a little bit more about their experience?
Yeah, of course. Look, among the investment community, there are funds which can, for example, syndicate deals in which they participate through Amity. They can trim off the investments. For example, the fund is expiring, and but the liquidity event in certain company is, let's say, far away still. They can go to the secondary market, and their Amity will be one of the secondary market opportunities for them, because it reaches out to a relatively new investment audience, to the clients of banks, wealth managers, and so on. Not necessarily large banks. Large banks sometimes will have private equity offering in their product lines, but not every. If you're a relatively medium-sized bank or a small broker, you still might be interested to offer this kind of instrument, but there you will not be able. It just takes a lot of time, and a really good strong team that could run this kind of business, that could source the good deals, that could proofread them, and so on. So they are definitely benefiting that we have come into play.
Mila, what would you say? I mean, here we are recording this, and it's nearly April 2024. What can you say about the current landscape of the investment community? Or, again, if you're a earlier or late stage startup, likely what they may be encountering this year. And if you have a bit of a crystal ball, I'd love your,
Wow.
either predictions or thoughts about the future, and certainly kind of compare that versus the past. Basically, where are we at on trends?
Okay, so crystal ball, here it is. I would say that if we look back, probably 2022 was a very tough year for the startups and for VC industry as a whole. It was a tough year for everyone. Almost all the brokerage accounts were turning red, whether you invested in bonds or stocks or private equity. So first of all, we've seen there a really sharp downturn in the market. Not for every startup, always there are some startups, like, for example, OpenAI. They really boomed, or some other startups that are related to artificial intelligence, they are booming. But generally, the industry was feeling not so good on the side of the startups. The funds were sitting on certain large amount of dry powder, I mean venture capital funds, but they were very hesitant to invest them because suddenly it turned out the public market valuations, they collapsed. If the companies were not making money, it became increasingly important. So for the startups that didn't fundraise in advance to 2022-2023, the times were really tough. I think that situation is gradually turning better. We've seen real, strong recovery in the public equity markets, whether we look at Europe, whether we look at the United States, S&P and NASDAQ and Dow Jones are either close or at all-time highs. And the situation generally is looking better. The VC industry typically lags behind the public markets by a period between 9 months and 18 months. So if nothing bad happens, there definitely will be recovery. And they're talking about specific industries. AI related will be very popular. Different startups related to creating large language models, not just OpenAI. Definitely our chip production, like NVIDIA gaining 15% in just one day and they're becoming top three is a good example. And there are startups in this sphere too. I still believe that fintech will be very popular because the penetration of it has been quite low, and e-commerce probably were increasingly skewed towards buying more and more on the internet. So it will continue.
Yeah. Yeah, you bring up a good point. I would imagine most any investor is going to ask you as a startup, how are you going to keep, how are you either going to adapt with AI or how could AI potentially eat your lunch?
Because
there's no sense, right, in going to market and then like all of a sudden, you know, next week ChatGPT comes out with something that just like makes you irrelevant, which we're seeing a lot of disruption in that regard.
Absolutely, Josh. Look, we have identified there are quite a number of areas where to use AI, and we're gradually implementing that. First of all, AI in investment sphere where you produce a lot of content, and you will probably understand me here, is very helpful because you don't need to write manually all the stuff. You can delegate a very good deal, creating summaries or, creating slightly different or nuanced content based on one base. And there are many other things. This is a very utilitarian approach, but there, on another hand, we do have a plan. And this is just a plan. We are just creating a technical task for that. But as our ex-bankers, we absolutely believe that depending on the instrument and their industry, there should be scoring systems available, which at least there will allow us to filter the products based whether, it should be considering or not. Currently, what we're doing everything manually with our investment team. But, as I mentioned, we're creating a technical task to allow us to build models over our own and to filter the projects we're looking at and maybe reviewing 5 or 10 times less projects manually and do the bulk with AI. So here are just a couple of examples how we could implement it.
The website amete.io, that's AMEETEE.io. And Mila, when someone goes to amete.io, what would you recommend they do?
I would recommend that they go to the platform. There is a link on the website to the platform. Get registered. And as soon as they're registered, they will see the live deals that are on offer right now, or they will see some content, or we regularly publish different articles. People can also visit we do have a LinkedIn page and I personally have it. We regularly post something that is exciting and interesting in our view and reflects what's going on in the market. And this is how people could reach out to us.
Excellent. Again, amiti.io, Ludmila Krapchenko. Again, you are the co-founder and co-CEO. Ludmila, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com/guest. If you're a listener, I'd love to shout out your business to our whole audience for free. You can do that by leaving a review on Apple Podcasts or join our listener Facebook group. Just search for The Thoughtful Entrepreneur in Facebook. I'd love, even if you just stop by to say hi, I'd love to meet you. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. We love our community who listens and shares our program every day. Together, we are empowering one another as thoughtful entrepreneurs. Hit subscribe so that tomorrow morning, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. I promise to bring positivity and inspiration to you for around 15 minutes each day. Thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.